This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. About 6 months into Israel's air and ground campaign in Gaza, the devastated enclave is facing the risk of widespread famine and disease, with nearly all of its inhabitants now homeless. Reuters correspondent Emma Jaley has more.
Israel says aid is moving into Gaza more quickly after international pressure, but the amount is disputed. The United Nations says it's still much less than the bare minimum to meet humanitarian needs. Hamas said on Tuesday that an Israeli ceasefire proposal delivered during talks in Cairo fell short of its demands. But the group said it would study the offer further and deliver a response to Egyptian and Qatari mediators. Hamas wants any agreement to secure an end to the Israeli offensive, a withdrawal of forces, as well as to allow displaced people to return to their homes. Israel wants to secure the release of hostages seized by Hamas in the October attack.
Reuters correspondent Emma Jaley. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Britain's Ministry of Defense released footage on Tuesday, which it said showed its army personnel loading aid onto a military aircraft and dropping it over Gaza. According to a statement released by the MOD, Britain joined 8 other nations in an international large-scale dropping of essential aid coinciding with the end of Ramadan. Participating countries included Jordan, Indonesia, United Arab Emirates, Netherlands, France, Germany, Egypt, and the United States. France's foreign minister says his country is using all levels of influence, including threats of sanctions, to force Israel to open crossings with Gaza, vital for humanitarian aid to reach Palestinians. France was the first country to propose European Union sanctions against violent Israeli settlers in the occupied West Bank. Its foreign minister